The chanting of more than 25,000 people fills the area south of the Capitol as the crowd stretches from the large steps past the dormant oil rig known as Petunia 1 and into the visitor parking lot. Most of the attendees are wearing red to support education. Donna Watkins comes from Justice Tiowa in Claremore. Her red shirt declares educators inspire, motivate, create, evolve, but above all, teach. Donna says her main reason for traveling nearly 2 hours from her home is to get more funding for schools.
We are losing our teachers. We're overcrowded in our classes. And we have to put education as a priority. It has taken the back seat long enough.
Some opponents of the rally raised concerns that the teachers were getting paid to rally at the Capitol. But Donna says they funded this trip themselves.
We paid for our way to get up here. We paid for the t-shirts that we're wearing today. We are willing to pay in order to make sure that our students are taken care of. It doesn't matter if it costs us the money for the substitute. We're in education.
Funding to get educators to the rally also came from the private sector. Southern Star of Poto helped pay for transportation to the Capitol, an almost three-hour trip.
So we took it upon ourselves to lease each of the buses that transported the school, the teachers from Poto up here, so that we could honestly say that no school funds went for this rallying event.
Call center manager BJ Barnes says companies are worried about the pool of qualified workers in the future without an education. But he also says raising teacher salaries has an immediate impact on the economy.
Their salary is going to be spent locally in the community. If you want to go ahead and jumpstart the economy in Oklahoma, start investing it back in Oklahoma into the people that are feet on the ground educating our teachers. Stop giving it away to all these major corporations that may not even exist in this state.
One of those educators brought from Poto by Southern Star is librarian Nancy Ellis. This isn't her first major event. Nancy participated in the 1017 rally in 1990 to push for more funding and smaller class sizes. She says the rally now is just as important as it was 24 years ago.
We got it passed and it helped, but we have to have these changes this year right now for our kids. These people that are up here that are in there voting, they have no idea what it's like being in a classroom.
Organizers of the event say Oklahoma is 48th in per pupil spending. The National Education Association ranks the state 49th in average teacher salary, falling more than $11,000 below the national average in pay. The National Center for Education Statistics estimates Oklahoma is facing the largest decline in K-12 funding of any state, with a nearly 23% cut. Participants also worry about all the exams kids have to take. Lee Redding, a nationally board-certified teacher out of Owosso, traveled 118 miles to let lawmakers know high-stakes tests are stressing out students, teachers, and parents.
I just don't see how they can keep demanding and demanding when our basic needs aren't being met. And those kids that need our most attention are the ones that are getting hurt the most by this high-stakes teaching. We need smaller class sizes with more one-on-one time for teachers.
After the rally, hundreds of the attendees made their way into the building to talk to legislators. While most elected officials welcomed the educators, some had signs refusing to meet with anyone outside their districts. Organizers warn lawmakers if the needs of schools aren't met, they will hear about it on Election Day. At the State Capitol, I'm Michael Cross, KOSU News.